cries for help ring through the air as afternoon shadows lengthen along the gravel pit at the north end of Wrangell's airport. Around 30 people, mostly Wrangell students, are scattered around the rocks, seemingly covered in bruises and blood. Closer inspection, though, shows the bloody noses and head wounds are made with doctored chocolate syrup. The bones peeking out from ankles and thighs are actually scraps of wood, glued in place and doused in syrupy fake blood. And the volunteers have beige cards strung around their necks with their ailments written out, from lacerations to shallow breathing. Black and yellow suited members of Wrangell's volunteer fire department spread across the pit, carrying wrist tags that will help sort victims into priority groups. Victims in the most dire circumstances on the red tarp, less pressing cases on the yellow, least worrisome on the green.
Any more hands back here, Chris?
Yeah, I think there's a bunch of them back here. Okay. Jordan, I hear some moaning over there.
All of these people, the students and fire volunteers, along with Wrangell's police chief and State Department of Transportation officials, are taking part in a once every 3 years disaster drill, a simulated plane crash. Fire Captain Dorian Spray says the drill is meant to test Wrangell's emergency responders. State transportation officials can't respond to most crises by themselves. There are only four of them, so they've got to call up Wrangell's volunteer firefighters for mutual aid. During the drill, responders deployed a rescue raft to get a sense of how they look and operate. Then, DOT's yellow-green fire truck turned its hoses on a junk truck full of flaming wooden pallets. Wrangell's fire department brought out its water tanker truck, and volunteers manned another hose from the side of the state's truck. Spray says the event helps the firefighters practice triage, treatment, and transport on volunteer victims.
Generally, in the past, we have participated and brought them up to the hospital. And so this year, Search has its own drill planned in June. So we did just part of it, right? We just did the fire suppression and the simulation for triage. And we didn't transport anybody to the hospital, which I know some of our victims were very disappointed, but we'll get that in June.
Spray says the practice is also a great test of where the Wrangell volunteers stand as a department.
It shows us our vulnerabilities, but also our capabilities. So we have some highlighted things to work on going forward. But overall, I mean, we did a great job. The fire's out and all of our victims are accounted for. So, and that's what we want.
As for what the Wrangell volunteer firefighters will be working on, Spray says the main focus will probably be plain old practice.
We have 7 new members on the department, and COVID just in general kind of put a hold on all of our training. So for some of these, for newer members or our brand new members, just getting a hose line in their hand, right? That feel is not something you have every day. And so making sure that they're comfortable with that, that's going to be, I think, number one. And that's on our meeting schedule for next week. So we'll start there.
Back at the fire hall, still sporting fake blood and gore, students lined up for hamburgers and hot dogs. Spray manned the door to a freezer full of ice cream bars and supervised kids using baby oil to try and scrub off makeup and fake blood.
I had like a lot of like cuts, like big cuts and stuff. And a few bruises, it was fun.
Holding a burger, third grader Aria Danowski says she liked being a victim, except when her foot got caught in some of the boulders. During the simulation, fifth grader AJ Roundtree says she and Aria pretended they were sisters, alone at the crash site, except for each other.
That was funny, because I'm best friends with her actual sister.
Both say the hardest part was the waiting.
We had to pee for the longest time.
Everything else, from the makeup to the free food, was fun. Spray says she's grateful to the community for coming out to volunteer on short notice.
I just want to really put a big thank you out there to everyone. It was last minute that we put out the request for volunteers, and it was overwhelming.
And she says she's glad responders were able to make it through the drill without being called out on a real emergency. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.